Connect with us on Twitter and Instagram. Give us a follow, Joe and Alex Show. Let us know what's going on with you. And maybe if you fall into this category of possibly not getting enough sleep, that it's as bad as drinking and driving. According to research now, if you're driving on less than 5 hours of sleep, you're four times more likely to get in a car accident, according to a new study, meaning driving while you're tired increases your risk of getting into a crash as much as a drunk driving does.
I can say, fortunately, I've never caused an accident. I've been rear-ended once, and that was from somebody who was, like, high on pills or something at a stoplight. And then the only other, like, weird car issue I've had is in a parking garage. That woman hit my car while she was parking, left a note, and gave me her information. Her name was literally G-Spot. That's the only car experiences I've had.
So G-Spot hit you in the right spot. All right, well, I'm glad you haven't done it, because my karma is just the opposite. I actually have been involved in two accidents where I've fallen asleep at the wheel.
Ooh,
and I'm not
Joe.
Proud of it. This is actually like kind of, I saw the story. I'm like, hey, maybe we can, you know, let people know that are driving right now.
Is
it's
this because you work in radio, like going
to
work?
Yeah, none of this had to do with alcohol at all, but kind of in radio. One of them, I was starting out. I worked part-time at a radio station in Detroit right out of high school, just trying to get my foot in the door. So I worked crazy, like overnight midnight hours. I got done at 6. I drove back to my hometown where I worked at the car wash and like a gas station. And like as I was going to get a breakfast sandwich or something, but I went through the main intersection of my town, fell asleep, and this old lady in her Volkswagen Bug T-boned me. She hit me, but it was my fault because I ran a red light, a four-way light, and she spun me around about 2 times, and her airbags went off. My car just spun. It was messed up. Like, the axle was busted, but nothing went off, which I question my airbags now that they didn't go off. I thought I killed her. Because all of her airbags went off.
Ooh.
And she was like everybody's little grandma. People all in the town were looking at me because it was like 7:30, 8 o'clock. And like, you killed grandma, you son of a.
The town grandma.
I felt so bad about that. Then one time, I sold all my equipment now, but back in the day to make actually really great money on the side, I used to DJ weddings every weekend, like a mobile DJ service. And I lived on one side of Michigan, and my stuff was on the other side, so it was about a 2.5 hour drive. I got done with the gig on the east side of Michigan, and I was going to drive back to the west side where I was living and working. And it was about 3:30 in the morning. I just was so tired because the gig was done at midnight, and I started like drifting off as I was driving, and I hit like those little reflectors on the right side of the road. They're like green or whatever. And I pretty much ripped out the whole underside of my car.
Ooh.
And I actually called 911 on myself because I'm like, hey, just so you guys know. And a cop came there and he actually talked me out of it because he didn't want to give me a ticket for falling asleep. He's like, you can't be doing that. But that's twice that I've done that.
Why did you call the police?
I just thought like somebody, I didn't want the cops to come after me thinking I was a drunk driver and go through all that crap. I don't know. I always err on the side of caution.
You snitched on yourself.
I'm a snitcher, yeah. I gave myself stitches for that one.